Good job, good job. That's what I'm talking about.
So you want to have the same stance no matter what you're doing.
Look, then we saw him.
The Cat in the Hat.
Go Giants!
Let's go, Big Blue Nation.
I'm with my son, Bentley. We're here at LSU.
One more time, guys.
Welcome to another edition of Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. I'm Bob Pop with the Quest Diagnostics Training Center. The New York Giants will kick off their playoff run Lambeau Field on Sunday. We're going to look back at the Giants' history against the Packers at Lambeau Field on the program. We'll also get to know Giants defensive back Eli Apple. But to get things started, it's time for sights and sounds of the Giants winning their 11th game of the season in Washington against the Redskins.
Works over center, play fake, drops deep back to throw. Look at middle, he's going to get sacked back at the 3-yard line. Sticky Snacks, Damon Snacks Harrison gobbles him up.
One of the things the Giant coach has talked about is getting him more involved as a pass rusher. Boy, he made a really good move there.
Yes, sir. I see Snacks.
Ball on the left hash mark. Manning on a delayed handoff for Perkins. He bounces it left. Perkins to the 30, to the 25, cuts back inside at the 20, spins ahead and knocked down at the 15-yard line.
He tried to take you man-to-man, right? And you beat him. It's a good job of sticking. You're right there. If he puts it on you, we got a complete for the first down.
Yeah.
Okay? All right.
One more series.
Cousins in a shotgun set. Giants again showing blitz. They bring it off the near side. Cousins back. Going to get sacked by Landon Collins inside the 30.
Collins and Olivier Vernon.
Manning on his third down and 4. And the Giant 47 takes a shotgun snap. Back throws it over the middle. Caught by Beckham on the run. Beckham across midfield and then he's chased out of bounds in Washington territory at about the 40-yard line. Manning gives it off on the inside. Hand off Jennings. Touchdown, Giants.
There you go. I ain't know who scored. Yeah. Nice job. Hey, Ben.
Cousins out of the shotgun set. Giants bring pressure. Cousins gets sacked back at the 20-yard line. Dominic Rogers Cromartie gets the Giants' third sack of the ball game. His first of the season, and the Redskins will have to punt with 1:37 to go in the half.
Hey, somebody popped out.
I got a sack. Ooh.
Third and 10 from the Washington 16. Cousins back to throw. He's under pressure. Sacked for a fourth time today at the 5-yard line. Devon Kennard got in there with Leon Hall.
Boy, Spags is dialing them up. The quarterbacks are seeing a different rusher every time they blitz here.
Boy, boy, we going to see. I'm right there with you.
Give me all of that.
Hey.
Give me all of that.
Half of that was mine. We going to see. We going to watch the tape.
Hey, wait. Let's go do what we do.
Let's go do it. For the longest time, I wanted to ask you why you always do this.
I tell myself, remind myself.
First and 10 at the 23. Remember, the Giant lead is only 10-0. Play fake. Cousins back to throw. Has time. Fastball left. Intercepted by Dominic Rogers Cromartie at the 5. Did he get his feet in? Yes. The receiver, Harris, slipped coming out of his break. And DRC with the pick.
I got to go get another one here.
Cousins on a first and 10 at the Giant 43. Takes the shotgun snap. He's back to throw. Surveys the field under pressure. Sidearms it over the middle. Intercepted by Dominic Rogers Cromartie. And he's running down the left sideline. DRC with his second pick of the game. Belly's back to the right and then takes the knee at midfield. And the New York Giants are going to beat the Washington Redskins and knock them out of the playoffs.
Defense.
You a bad man, boy.
That's why I dress you the way I do everything.
There you go.
Pro Bowl. Here you go. Pro Bowl. Here you go.
You
don't fuck the seat.
here today. A tough physical win on the road against a hungry football team. All right, hell of a job, hell of a job. Hey, physical football, zero gives, two takeaways, 161 yards rushing. We stopped the run, took the ball away at the end of the game. That's a heck of a job. Physical special teams. All right, special teams got after him. Hers, where you at?
Right here, baby.
Break them down, baby.
All right, boys. Go to the playoffs. Let's do this. Giants on three. One, two, three.
Giants. Let's get out of here. We got a train to catch.
Not only did the Giants win their 11th game of the season, but they got a chance to knock their arch rivals out of the postseason. Paul Perkins had his first 100-yard rushing game in the win against Washington. Here's Paul Perkins in 60 seconds.
Hi, I'm Paul Perkins, and you're going 60 seconds with me. I grew up in Chandler, Arizona. One thing I definitely can't live without is my family. My favorite video game growing up as a kid was probably either Crash or Spyro, the old PS1 games. Favorite food is probably French toast. Favorite snack, I'd have to go with Twinkies. Celebrity crush would have to be Halle Berry. The actor that would play me in a movie would be Taye Diggs. Strangest talent I have, I can play the piano. If I ran for president, I would definitely have Rashad Jennings as my running mate. If I had a song played after every touchdown I scored, it would be T.I. Bring Him Out. Last song I sang in the shower was Where I Wanna Be by Donnell Jones. One word I would use to describe myself, sensational. Thanks for going 60 seconds with me, Paul Perkins.
When we come back on the program, we're going to take a look at the Giants and their playoff history at Lambeau Field as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. Giants and Packers wild card weekend in Lambeau Field on Sunday. The Giants and Packers have had a rich history in the postseason. Here's a look back at the Giants at Lambeau Field.
Welcome to Lambeau Field in Green Bay for the NFC Championship game. Second coldest game ever at Lambeau Field, -1 degree with a wind chill of -23.
That was just, you know, kind of my favorite game, you know, just in Lambeau Field. It's -23 degrees, NFC Championship, playing against, you know, Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers. I mean, this is it.
The game starts with the first message being Brandon Jacobs and Woodson, and what a collision that was. And we were standing there on the sideline going, well, we're into this one right away.
Jacobs' bruising collision ignited not only the Giants' offense, but the defense as well. And the Big Blue Wrecking Crew simply pounded their opponent into the frozen tundra of Lambeau Field.
Boy, this has been a well-prepared New York Giants defense.
While Eli Manning and Plaxico Burress seemed to be immune to the punishment and the weather, slinging and catching passes in the icy cold air almost at will.
Plaxico had 11 catches or so that game. I think, you know, 8 or 9 of them was the same call. There's just different conversions to it. He ran a hitch. One time he went inside. I threw it looked, kind of looked like a slant. Another same play. I hit Amani down the sideline where he makes a great catch.
Manning looking for Toomer down the sideline, makes a diving catch. Is he in or out? They say he's in at the 12-yard line.
It was the best I've ever seen Eli play, the most confident I've ever seen him be, going against the great legend in -23-degree weather. And it was like he was totally not affected by anything.
The game would go into overtime. And on the Packers' first possession, the Big Blue defense came up with a big turnover.
Favre back to pass, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right, and the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Corey Webster got the pick.
3 plays later, the Giants lined up with a chance to finally end it.
Snap is good, kick on its way, end over end. Does it have the distance? It is
good!
Lawrence Tynes has kicked the Giants to the Super Bowl after missing at the end of regulation, and the New York Giants are going to Super Bowl 42. In overtime, they beat the Packers 23-20.
4 years later, the Giants and Packers would meet again at Lambeau Field in the 2011 NFC Divisional Playoff.
Takes the snap, back to throw. He has time. Fastball over the middle. Caught inside Packer territory. Knicks runs out of a tackle. He's to the 35-30. 20, 15, 10, 5, touchdown Giants!
You know, we were really flowing off offensively. Our defense was getting turnovers, you know, getting stops, getting some pressure. The Hail Mary before halftime didn't hurt anything either.
Panning back, steps up, heaves one down the middle of the field, into the end zone, and Nix makes the catch for the touchdown! He went up with the big hands and caught it on the Hail Mary on the final play of the half!
A stunned Packer crowd could only watch in shock as Brandon Jacobs put Green Bay away for good late in the fourth quarter.
Hand off Jacobs, cuts back to the right. Jacobs turns the corner at the 10. He's to the 5, to the goal line, touchdown Giants! And that 14-yard run has sent the Giants to San Francisco and the NFC Championship game.
The Giants and Packers will add another chapter to this storied rivalry in this great matchup at Lambeau Field. Eli Apple will get a chance to experience it for the first time in the postseason. When we come back, more on the Giants rookie as we continue with Giants Access Blue after this. We're back here on Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota. Time to shift gears and toss things over to Madeline Burke and the king of the cheese curd, Brandon London.
Hey, thanks, Bob. Now, Madeline, it's playoff time now, and by this time, guys on the team should know each other.
They really should. I mean, we've seen a lot of these pieces of how well do you know, and some more than others, but how well do you think the team knows Eli Apple? Let's find out.
Eli Apple, and we're going to see how well your teammates know you. Here we go. What is his middle name?
Oh, man.
Yeah, I'm not showing that.
Eli Apple, that's it. That's all I got.
It's African, by the way. Kwaku Mensah.
Cool, all right. So I just, all right, Kwaku, when, say that one.
Kwaku Mensah. Kwaku Mensah. All right. So when you see him, what are you going to say? What's up?
What's up, Kwaku Mensah?
Here we go. I like you, LC. You're the man. Nickname.
What's Eli's nickname? What? I have no idea.
Apple?
I don't know, boy, got so many nicknames.
People just call me E for short. That's about it.
College he attended?
Ohio State.
The Ohio State. Those guys kind of get mad about that sometimes.
Ohio State.
I'll still take a ding. Hometown?
New Jersey.
He from up the road. Yeah, Philly. Yeah, he from Philly.
Philly is correct. How many siblings does he have?
He has two sisters.
Sister. That's it, right?
He does not have any siblings.
Do you have any brothers or sisters?
I have two older brothers and a younger sister.
His favorite type of music?
Rap music.
R&B.
What is he talking about?
R&B-E.
Okay.
You don't look like an R&B guy, man. You like Young Lottie.
I get in my feelings sometimes, okay, man. Yeah.
Favorite movie?
Ooh, that's a hard one.
Favorite movie? I'm going to go with Scarface because everybody likes Scarface, but he don't seem like a guy to like Scarface.
Need a lifeline?
Yeah.
You want to win? Let Booby spin.
Friday Night Lights.
Favorite two music artists?
I like Jay-Z and Kanye.
If he was not a cornerback, what position would he play?
He probably said something goofy. Let's go with quarterback.
I would say tight end, but he probably thinks wide receiver.
Congratulations, you were right. And last but not least, his most popular saying.
I don't know. Give me that one.
Already stay ready.
Okay, yeah. Already stay ready.
Already. There we go. Stay ready. That's my thing.
I want to see who gets that.
It seemed like they didn't know him very well, but at least they got to know him a little bit better with these questions, right?
In his defense, he's a rookie, and he's kind of a quiet guy.
That's true. And they did know he went to Ohio State. I mean,
that's easy. You're supposed to know that one.
Obviously. But also, the middle name, too. You had that down.
Kwaku Mensah. Put that
down. Don't forget it. Don't forget it. Well, we got to know a little bit more about Eli Apple today, but now let's get to know a little bit more about Giants fans all around New York. Brandon, you got a chance to look into that.
Three boroughs, a bunch of bars, and a bunch of crazy Giants fans. I'm telling you, the buzz around the city for this playoff bid,
ooh,
is hot right now. Check it out.
What's up, Giants fans? I'm here in the Big Apple. Now, as you all know, our G-Men are back in the playoffs, and we want to see how you all are getting playoffs ready. So we're gonna head to a couple Giants bars to feel the buzz across the city. It's playoff time, baby. The most important question now, how excited are you that we're going back to the playoffs?
We have a ton of Giants fans in the area, and just having them back in that spotlight, back in the playoffs, new revamped team, it's really exciting for us.
Our friends at Party City has given us a bunch of different things to give out Giants memorabilia.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Party City.
Now it's getting dark out, and we've got to Astoria, Queens to see what the buzz is like and catch. Let's go check it out.
It looks like a couples night out, a Giants couples night out. So, how excited are you all that the Giants are going back to the playoffs?
Big news, baby. Big news. I'm feeling amazing. I felt from the beginning this is going to be a really good season for us. Yes. I'm really proud of my team right now, and I'm ready to see them go all the way.
I love the Giants, baby.
Go, Giants. There we go. Ready for the postseason. There's our pennant. There you go. Let's go, Giants. Big blue, baby.
Let's go, baby.
I was wondering what the buzz was going to be like around the city since our G-men are back into the playoffs. From Brooklyn to Manhattan and Queens, you Giants fans did not let me down. And for that, I thank you. Make sure you guys check out our G-men in the playoffs on another quest for another Super Bowl. Let's go, Giants.
Let's go, Giants!
The people feel it. They love it.
Three boroughs. A bunch of crazy Giants fans and swag bags from Party City. I'm exhausted right now.
That sounds like an ideal day, Brandon.
Yeah.
I mean, these fans are definitely excited about this Giants playoff run. We hope you are too. Keep it right here for more Giants Access Blue coming up after the break.
We're back here on Giants Access Blue presented by Toyota. The Giants running game has picked up over the last couple of weeks, but Rashad Jennings always hits the ground running with his reading challenge as he made a stop in the Bronx.
I appreciate the opportunity for having me at this wonderful school. I really do. It means a lot to me. And the reason why I'm here today is because I want to introduce a reading challenge.
Rashad has come up with a great reading challenge where if you read and if you pass a test, you get good Giant stuff. That's a great incentive for a young kid.
So, with that being said, who ready to read?
Me!
We got some me's out here. Yeah, we got some teachers too.
We know that our children are very inspired when they leave this auditorium, and they will be up for that reading challenge. And so we're very happy today. We're very excited. You can see the excitement.
Any way I can kind of impact a kid to inspire them to read, I'm here to help.
These events are always even better than you think they're going to be because the kids always make them great because what you find out is kids still love to read.
It's a God-given opportunity to impact kids. And so taking on the Giants logo and what it means with honor and dignity and pride, that goes both on and off the field. And this is an opportunity for me to take it off.
You know, with the Giants in the postseason for the first time since 2011, there's a lot of buzz on social media. Let's turn it over to the captain, Emma Captain.
Hey, Giants fans, on this week's Social Buzz, we'll take a look at some young Giants fans getting a lot of attention. Let's start with Little McAdoo. We all saw him in the crowd at the Redskins game, and I'm sure you're wondering whether or not Coach McAdoo actually saw his mini-me. Well, here's McAdoo coming right up to him as he took the field. Now, that's pretty awesome. And you guys remember the boy who was surprised with an Odell Beckham Jr. jersey on Christmas morning, right? Well, Odell found the boy at the Redskins game, and he signed the jersey for him just like he promised. Now, our Giants players love having nicknames. We got Jackrabbit, OV, Snacks, and here's the latest nickname created by you, the fans. Meet the NYPD. We got Eli Apple, Landon Collins, Jackrabbit, and DRC as the New York pass defense. Quarterbacks, beware. And that's a wrap for this week's Social Buzz.
Now it's time for this week's edition of Papa's Perspective. You know, the Giants lost in Green Bay earlier this season, 23-16. Giants weren't able to get things done offensively. They had opportunities in that football game, but this is a better Giants team going to play the Packers. Let's face it, the Packers are playing better football. Here's the key in this game. We could talk about Aaron Rodgers until we're blue in the face. Big blue in the face, that is. But really, the key for the Giants and how they need to win this football game is not allow the Packers to run the football. In the first meeting, the Packers averaged nearly 5 yards a carry. They ran for 147 yards. Conversely, the Giants only ran it for 2.9 yards a carry. The Giants need to continue with their running game, as we've seen over the last couple of weeks, and then shut down the Packers' run attack. Make Rodgers more one-dimensional. Look, he's going to make some big plays. That's why he's a Pro Bowler and a league MVP. But with that said, the Giants' defense is opportunistic. They attack the football. The key is shutting down the run and running it when the Giants have the football. And that's my perspective. Make sure you follow the Giants on Facebook.com/New York Giants, on Twitter at Giants, and, of course, at Giants.com. For our entire crew, I'm Bob Papa. My plane's almost here. We got to get to Green Bay. Thanks for joining us for Giants Access Blue, presented by Toyota.
This week's Papa's Perspective was brought to you by United Airlines, the official airline of the New York Giants. Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New York Giants. MetLife, get a free quote and apply online in less than 10 minutes. Visit MetLife.com/life today.